Welcome to Asbury. I'm Brother Hammett, and I'm so glad that you're with us today. As you prepare to worship with us on our live stream, I invite you to make space wherever you are for worship, if you're able. You may want to silence your devices and make yourself comfortable, maybe light some candles. Please do take just a moment and let us know that you're here. You can do that in a couple of different ways. The first way is to scan the QR code on your screen. All you have to do is open the camera on your phone or smart device and aim it at the screen, and you'll receive an invitation to open our sign-in webpage. Or you can just make a comment in the chat or like the video. If you're looking for a church home, you're always welcome at Asbury. If you'd like to visit about joining the Asbury family, just email me at the address below, and I'd be glad to work out a time when we can visit. I pray that God blesses you through this service today. We'll begin in just a moment.
I don't know. It worked. Bravo. Would you please join me and stand for the call to worship in your bulletin? Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Not for the homes that shelter us. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Thank Christ for the food that nourishes us. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Thank the Spirit for the blessings in our life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Would you please remain standing and join us for the hymn of praise, We Gather Together, number 131 in your hymnal. Please remain standing and join me in the invocation. Almighty God, you have led us into a land of flowing with milk and honey. As we rejoice in your manifold blessings, turn our thoughts to those who go hungry. As we celebrate the bounty of your table, focus our appetite on food that does not perish. Help us find our true sustenance in Christ, that our souls may never hunger. And move us to draw our nourishment from him, that our spirits may never thirst. Amen.
Thank you.
God, we do thank you on this Sunday for all of your blessings, not only over the last year, but for all of the ways that you have blessed this church family for the last 40 years. And God, as we stand here on this day, our hearts are filled with gratitude for the ways that you have not only provided what we needed for the last 3 years, but we have overflowed with blessing after blessing. You have given us more than we needed to survive and to thrive and to emerge from the pandemic in new and powerful ways of service and love. And for that, we are grateful. God, we thank you for we know that everything that we have and everything that we are is a gift of your gracious, abundant, and overflowing mercy for us. And on this day, as we look ahead to the coming years, we pray that you will open our eyes to see the needs in our community, that you will open our ears to make us deeper listeners of those who are in need to speak their voice. And God, we pray that you will open our mouths to share the good news of your love in Jesus Christ with everyone. Not only those who sit here with us today, but especially those who need to hear the good news the most, the least, the last, and the lost in our community and in our world. God, we pray that you will pour out your Holy Spirit upon Asbury in a new and fresh way, that you might empower us to do what you need us to do today, tomorrow, and forever. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And now we pray as he taught us, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I'd like to invite our ushers to come forward now as we go to God in prayer once again. God, we pray now that you will bless these gifts, which we return to you out of our gratitude for you and for the ways that you bless us to bless others.
And today we pray for those members of our Asbury Church family who are ill or in special need of your grace, for Clifford Smith, for June Glazier, for Barbara Clark, Val Carr, Megan Arnold, Joyce Dennis, Jean Hammett, Mark Schimmer, David Hickman, Mary Curtis, Scott Odena, Edith Roberts, and Jane Fisher on the death of her father. We lift up these and others who are upon our hearts this morning, and we pray that you will bless us to be a blessing to them and to the world. We pray this in Jesus' name, and the people of God said, Amen. Children's minister, Nicole Rose, for our children's message today.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones who
Burris.
Surprise! Good morning, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving Sunday. So we're all getting ready for Thanksgiving. What are you looking forward to? Nothing? Being off of school, eating good food, being with your family. I think there are a lot of good Thanksgiving traditions that we have. And one of them that is especially meaningful to me is the story of the five kernels of corn. Have you all heard that before? Okay, well, the story goes like this. We know that the pilgrims had the first Thanksgiving, and they thanked God for the abundant food. But before they had abundant food, they had some very hard winters, and they had some years when they didn't have much rain on their crops, and so they didn't have very much food. And as the story goes, one year there was so little food that there was only enough when they divided up the food they had for every person to have five kernels of corn to eat for the whole day. That's pretty surprising, isn't it? So there's a tradition now that on Thanksgiving Day, you might have five kernels of corn that are placed on your empty plate before you eat. And the way the tradition goes sometimes is you look at those five kernels of corn and you think of five things that you're very thankful for. So let's do that today, because I have some corn in my bag that I'd like to give you, and each one will get five things. So let's think of five things we're thankful for. Andrew, can you think of something you're thankful for? Your family. How about you, Ira? Food. Emmy. Your friends and your brother, Hannah. Your family. What about you, Lennox? Family. So lots of people thankful for their family. What about our church? We're thankful for our church. Thankful for the food we have to eat in our warm homes. Okay. Well, let's pray together, and then I have some candy corn for you to take home. And so you can share that with your family and tell them this story. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for providing all our needs and for loving us. Thank you for giving us so many things to be thankful every day. We love you. Amen.
In the month leading up to Halloween, every post she makes on Facebook is anti-candy corn. Anyway, our scripture reading today comes from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, and verses 1 through 11. Moses says, "Once you have entered the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and you take possession of it and are settled there, take some of the early produce of the fertile ground that you have harvested from the land the Lord your God is giving you, and put it in a basket. Then go to the location the Lord God selects for his name to reside. Go to the priest who is in office at that time and say to him, 'I'm declaring right now before the Lord my God that I have indeed arrived in the land the Lord swore to our ancestors to give us.' The priest will then take the basket from you and place it before the Lord your God's altar. Then you should solemnly state before the Lord your God, 'My father was a starving Aramean. He went down to Egypt, living as an immigrant there with few family members. But that is where he became a great nation, mighty and numerous. The Egyptians treated us terribly, oppressing us and forcing hard labor on us. So we cried out for help to the Lord, our ancestors' God. The Lord heard our call. God saw our misery, our trouble, and our oppression. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, with awesome power and with signs and wonders. He brought us to this place and gave us this land, a land full of milk and honey. So now I am bringing the early produce of the fertile ground that you, Lord, have given me. Set the produce before the Lord your God, bowing down before the Lord your God. Then celebrate all the good things the Lord your God has done for you and your family, each one of you along with the Levites and the immigrants who are among you." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray in just a moment. So welcome to Asbury. I'm excited that you are here today, and I am thankful that it is Thanksgiving this Thursday. I'm excited to see some of my family and eat some food I haven't eaten in a year. But I'm also thankful today that our special called annual conference is over. That was held yesterday, and if you read the news, you may have seen that we ratified 35 out of 38 churches for disaffiliation. And I can tell you that every one of those votes that we took yesterday was agonizing and had heartbreaking results. I'd be glad to visit with you more about that if you'd like to talk about that further. But today is Thanksgiving Sunday, amen? And we're going to talk about what we are grateful for. And I am glad that you are here as we remember and we give thanks to God and we commit ourselves to God's work through Asbury in the coming year. Would you pray with me now? God of all blessings, we thank you for blessing us with your presence this morning already in so many different ways. And we pray now that you will pour out your Holy Spirit upon us once again, so that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts may be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, you who are our strength and our friend, our rock and our redeemer. And the people of God said, amen. You may not remember Fulton Osler by name, but he was a journalist and author, and he's the fellow that wrote the book, The Greatest Story Ever Told, which was turned into a film about the life of Christ. Osler once told the story of the grateful heart of a black woman who cared for him when he was just a little boy. Every time the woman would eat, she would bow her head and say, "Much obliged, Lord." Well, one day he asked her why she did that. He said, since the food was already there, whether she said that or not. And she said this. She said, sure, we get our victuals, but it makes everything taste better to be grateful. Looking for good things is a kind of game an old preacher taught me to play. Take this morning. I woke up and thought, what's there to praise God for today? You know what? I couldn't think of a thing. Then from the kitchen came the most delicious odor that ever tickled my nose. Coffee. Much obliged, Lord, for the coffee, I said, and much obliged, too, for the smell of it. Well, many years later, Osler stood at her bedside as the woman lay dying. He wondered if she would be able to find something to be thankful for in the midst of her pain. Sure enough, she opened her eyes, and seeing Osler and others around her bedside, she smiled and said, much obliged, Lord, for such fine friends. On the outskirts of the Promised Land, Moses gathered the people together for a pep rally. After 40 years in the wilderness, all but a handful of the slaves that God had delivered from the hands of Pharaoh were still alive. To prepare these new generations to enter into the Promised Land, Moses invited them to do three simple things. First, they were to declare that God has kept God's promises. God has done what God promised to do. Second, they were to remember how God had been faithful to them through the wilderness. Look back. Don't forget how God has seen you through. Then third and finally, Moses says, give thanks and celebrate. Specifically, Moses tells the people to give thanks by sharing the first fruits of their produce as a thank offering to the Lord who delivered them from slavery through the wilderness into the Promised Land. And so here we are, November 20th, 2022, the last day of our 40th year here at Napa Valley. And there has been a lot of joy in this place, and there's also been a lot of sorrow. The last 2.5 years have not been easy. But as we look forward, we now have the tools that we need to navigate COVID and other illnesses. And so as we emerge from the isolation that we've experienced in the wilderness, how has God been faithful to us during this season? How has God kept God's promises through it all? What are we thankful for today? I invited Brother Tom to share some words of gratitude with us this morning, and unfortunately he's sick and is unable to be here in person. Tom, I'm glad that you and Marion are watching online today. But he shared this by email. Tom said, "I came home from caring for my daughter in South Carolina for a week. Her husband was out of town during this time due to job responsibilities with a new company. Hammett asked me to say a few words about my gratitude for Asbury. I would be here in person were it not for a severe respiratory illness." It goes back many years because my wife, Marion, was on the cradle roll at 12th and Schiller, and I think was baptized by Dr. Arthur Terry. Her parents were married during World War II and came to Little Rock following the war and joined Asbury. They were part of the Robert Moore Bible class, and at one time he served as the class president. In his later life, during my tenure as senior pastor, Mr. Waters was again a member of Asbury and the Robert Moore Bible class. His end-of-life celebration was held here in our sanctuary. I became senior pastor in 1993 after having served superintendent of the Pine Bluff District. Those ensuing 7 years were some of the best years of my life as a United Methodist pastor. David Wilson, my very good friend and colleague, had been pastor when the congregation moved to Napa Valley. Biff Averett, another good friend and colleague, followed David, and I followed Biff. I was blessed with a great staff and a congregation filled with capable and visionary leaders who wanted to grow in missions and ministry to the community and to the world. They never looked back. Growth comes from the work of the people. They would invite and bring, and I would visit and receive. Marion seldom saw me 3 or 4 evenings a week, plus Sunday afternoons. We had much competition from the churches around us, and many had more to offer than Asbury. I always told the people I visited, Asbury is not here to meet your needs. We want you and our church family because we need you to work with us in mission and ministry. We grew because our goals were very high. Our leadership assumed that we had to receive 100 new members a year just to break even. It's not what we can do for you, but what we can do to make disciples of Jesus Christ. Tom goes on, I'm grateful for those who help make our goals achievable. We had the first disciple Bible studies to be offered the first year it was out. We offered variety and worship experience and started a third service in the Wilson Activity Center. Our worship experiences were attended by over 600 persons on average. Scouting ministries, youth ministries, ACCDC, children's ministries, and on and on and on were strengthened. Ministries for and with older adults, pastor-led Bible studies, and devotional services at places like Parkway Village and retirement complexes like Methodist and others kept us busy. While we had extremely high interest rates on our building notes and other kinds of problems, we did not have pandemics and other kinds of current problems. We were open and inviting. We were witnesses to God's grace for all. Hammett asked me to say a few words about my gratitude for Asbury today. It's not possible. I'm grateful for our pastors and staff who allow me to be a part of their lives and ministries as pastor emeritus. I'm grateful for our staff, which is second to none. I'm thankful for every person who allows me to be a part of their lives, not to meet all of our needs, but to help meet the needs of Asbury United Methodist Church in offering the loving, unmerited grace of our Lord Jesus Christ to every child of God, past, present, and future. I am grateful for all of the saints past, those of you who worship together this Thanksgiving Sunday, and those yet to come into being in God's creation. God bless you all. Thomas Weir, Pastor Emeritus. Amen. It is such a blessing to serve with Tom and with Nick as your pastors here at Asbury. And on this Thanksgiving Sunday, I want you to know that my heart is grateful. We have seen and experienced God's presence in so many unexpected ways. I am grateful for my friend Amy Ezel and our annual conference communications staff. I don't know if you're aware of this, but when everything shut down in March of 2020, Amy and her team put together webinars teaching preachers how to make a 30-minute TV show in their back room. praise Jesus for Amy Eza. Actually, the first time I ever saw Nick Schimmer was in one of those webinars. God has a way of providing exactly what you need at exactly the right time when you need it. Manna in the morning and quail every night. During one of those webinars, it was like God said, Hammett, what about that camera you have that you bought to do astrophotography? Why don't you pull that thing out? And what about all that audio recording equipment you used when you played in a band and now it's gathering dust in your closet? Why don't you get that stuff out? Also, I had a wonderful AV minister in the church where I served. He was exactly the right person I needed at the right time. And right here at Asbury, God provided us with Tom Evans. Amen? Exactly the right person at exactly the right time when we needed him. So because God provided Tom Evans and Nick and Dee Dee and the AV crew, we were able to offer quality worship online here at Asbury. 11 years ago, our average worship attendance was 331. What did I just say? 331. Right now, we can identify 320 persons who have either attended in-person worship or have given to Asbury in the last year. When we resumed indoor worship a year ago, 61 people attended. Average in-person attendance right now is 155. And friends, that is a 250% increase. Amen and hallelujah. Amen? And as many of us have returned to church, our online views have decreased accordingly. And yet our average online attendance right now is 201. That is a total of 356 people worshiping at Asbury each and every week. And if you've been keeping track of those numbers, that is an increase over where we were 11 years ago, and it's up about 20 from our pre-pandemic attendance. God is good, amen? Amen. And it may help some of us who are in the room to be aware of a few things. Of late, I've started saying, Asbury is more than Asbury. Let's say that together. Asbury is more than Asbury. And here's what I mean by that. There are a few who worship online because it's convenient, and I don't blame them a bit, amen? I mean, to be honest, I kind of miss worshiping in my PJs in my chair with a cup of coffee. But others are immunocompromised, or they are caring for someone who is, and they are understandably more cautious about COVID and other diseases. A few of the folks who are watching online, worshiping online, are friends of mine, family. My mother-in-law worships with us faithfully every week from Hamburg, Arkansas. Amen and hallelujah. Hi, Mary Ellen. I'm looking forward to your pecan pie Thursday. And there are a few who are members of congregations where I used to serve. But there are two other groups that I want to lift up to your attention today. One group is our first-time guests. The front door of Asbury United Methodist Church is no longer at 1700 Napa Valley Drive. It's our YouTube channel. About 10 years ago, this guy showed up at the church that I was serving, and he came up to me and said, Brother Hammett, we've never met. You don't even know my name. But I've watched about 10 of your sermons online, and I've read everything on the church website, and I'm ready to join today. That was shocking 10 years ago. But that is the rule, not the exception, today. The other group of online worshipers is fairly new. They've come along in the last 6 months. And these are folks who wish to remain United Methodist, but their churches are leaving. Once the dust of disaffiliation settles, some entire communities in Arkansas may not have a United Methodist presence. And some of those folks are already worshiping with us on a weekly basis. So please pray for them and for their churches. That's what I mean when I say Asbury is more than Asbury. Now, there are many challenges ahead of us, and one is how to not only restart and reboot the ministries that we have here on site in person, but it's also how to provide opportunities for discipleship and mission engagement for those who are worshiping with us online. And so let me say to them, wherever you are and whoever you are, we love you and you are always welcome at Asbury. Amen? We want to serve you. And more important than that, we want you to serve with us. And if you have thoughts and ideas about how we can partner with you in your community, I would love to hear them. And we would be glad to give you that kind of support. And to those of you who were part of Asbury before the pandemic and you're still worshiping online, I just want you to know that we miss you, we love you, and when and if you're ready to come back in person, you'll be greeted with open arms. Amen? Finally, I am grateful for all of the ways that God is working through us. As your senior pastor, I am so proud of everything that Nick and our youth shared with us last week about their missions and ministries that they have been able to do. The choir's back, amen. That wasn't loud enough. That was kind of weak. The choir's back, amen. Kids' choir is back, amen. Bible studies are back, amen. Youth night of worship is back, amen. We have our first fellowship dinner in 3 years next Sunday. Somebody said amen, hallelujah, and pass the mashed potatoes. Amen? Asbury is blooming again. We're coming back to life. And I want you to know that that happens because God keeps God's promises in and through the wilderness and beyond. And God blesses us in such a way that we may bless others. Your generosity makes all of this possible. And I want to tell you, our giving is holding strong. It's the same as every year. Some of us are up, some of us are down. We had a few folks leave, but others have joined. But I'll tell you this. At the end of October, we were within $580 of what we gave year to date in 2021. Amen? $580. And I believe that we're going to exceed that by the end of the year. All we have needed, God's hand hath provided. And God is calling us into deeper service in 2023. Over the last year, our vision team has discerned a pathway forward. And so in 2023, we are uniting to serve. We are coming together as a church family and joining hands with each other and with others to serve people in need in our community in ways that will impact powerfully. Today, you are invited to commit to 5 things. To embrace people who do not yet have Asbury as their church home. To love one another as Christ first loved you in our community of faith. To serve people in need. To connect more deeply to Asbury and to our community, and finally, to support Asbury with your financial gifts. But it's like that old story that most of us have heard a billion times about the guy holding a bird in his hand, and he asks, is it alive or is it dead? Well, the answer is, of course, that it depends on the guy holding the bird, right? It's in his hands. Well, Asbury is in our hands right now, all of our hands. One thing the pandemic did was it invited us to reevaluate how we commit ourselves, how we use our time and our energy. We were able to restart Kids Choir and all of these other various ministries because people were willing to commit to them. God has been faithful to us. What we do in 2023 depends a lot on our faithfulness to God. And so today we have an opportunity to show our faith, to show that we trust in the future that God promises. Today is Thanksgiving Sunday, and this is the day when we turn in our financial pledge cards and covenant forms to say thank you to God. It's how we say, much obliged, Lord, for your blessings. Much obliged, Lord, for Asbury. And you may participate at home. You can scan the QR code on your screen, or you can go to our website, asbury-lr.org. If you can't remember that, just Google Asbury Little Rock, and we will come up, I promise. And there you can complete an online pledge card and covenant form from home. For those of us who are here in the sanctuary, the QR code is available to you if you prefer to do that electronically. Or if you've brought your pledge card and your covenant form, I invite you to bring those forward in just a moment. If you're a guest, I want you to know we do this one time a year, and we do not expect you to participate. Amen? I'll say it because I'm a pastor. If God has led you to do that today, that's fine. We will accept that, but we don't expect it. But let us pray. God, as we come to lay our gifts of thanks before you, our hearts are full of gratitude. You have provided more than we needed at just the right time, in just the right way, not only to survive the pandemic, but to emerge stronger from it. And for that, we are grateful. God, we thank you for the blessings that you've bestowed upon us personally and as a community of faith. And we pray now that as we bring these pledges of our affection and pledges of our commitment to your covenant, that you will bless these offerings in such a way that they will become even greater than what we intend today. We pray all of this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And the people of God said, amen. If you are more than welcome to come, whether you have your pledge card or covenant form or not. If you did not bring one and you meant to, we do have those available, and our ushers would be glad to hand you one as you come forward. Whether you're giving online or whatever, you are welcome to come and use this time as a time of reflection and commitment to God. Even if you're not turning in either of these forms today, you are welcome to come now and spend some time in prayer offering these blessings to God. Let's stand now, and you are welcome to come. It's probably, with all the musicians, it's probably better if we form one line down the center aisle, because we're going to have to return by that center aisle. So let's come and present our gifts to God as we sing "Here I Am, Lord," number 593.
Thank you.
Please remain standing as we pray our prayer of dedication, which is printed in our bulletin. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. You are a God of abundant love, mercy, and grace. You watch over us and provide for us all that we need. We give you this offering today as a symbol of our trust in you and a sign of our commitment to live for you. Receive our tithes and offerings. Bless our pledges and intentions. Use us, all that we have and all that we are, for your goodwill and glory. Amen. Please remain standing for our affirmation of faith, which is also printed in our bulletin. We believe in the Most High God, who strengthens us and repays us many more times than we expect. We believe in God, who gives generously and who expects the same from all creatures God has made. We believe in God, whose utmost loving sacrifice is experienced through Jesus Christ, who paid it all. We believe that Jesus Christ consciously and lovingly emptied himself so that we may learn to make sacrifice and live joyfully before God. By Christ's impartial love, we learn to love all those on the margins. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who enables us to represent Jesus to the world. We believe that by the power of the Holy Spirit, a new community will be created without labels. We believe all has been accomplished for deliverance and salvation and is now being lived in flesh, even as God is glorified in heaven. Music director for just a moment. We're going to remain standing now for our hymn of commitment, number 694. We'll sing the first and last verses of Come Ye Thankful People Come. I've sung that so long, I want to sing the amen. Thank you so much for being here today, and thanks again. I hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving this week. Next Sunday is the first Sunday in Advent. Don't forget, we have our Advent dinner at 5 p.m., followed by the hanging of the greens here in the sanctuary at 6 p.m. And our Advent series kicks off as well. It's called Home for the Holidays, and we want to encourage you to be home here at Asbury and for anyone to come. So it's a good time to invite friends and family as well. Would you please receive this blessing? Go forth with Christ above you to be your guide. with Christ below you to hold you up, with Christ beside you to be your friend, and with Christ within you to give you hope, love, joy, and peace. Go forth with Jesus Christ, your Lord. And the people of God said, Amen.